Hello, I am Karen Campbell. Welcome to the Considering Lament podcast. Weekly, you will be able to hear from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland one podcast highlighting the Considering Lament resource, as well as introducing the newly written Psalms of Lament. Psalms of Lament allow us to express our pain, frustration, and hurts to God. In each podcast, we will feature a psalm reflection and will end with the Psalm of Lament. Friedrich Buechner writes that in suffering we can either be broken or broken open. Our hope is that these psalms will facilitate this breaking open to discover the repairs that come from the brokenness in our world. Welcome to Considering Lament.
Psalm 5. O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. O God, you take no pleasure in wickedness. You cannot tolerate the sins of the wicked. Therefore, the proud may not stand in your presence, for you hate all who do evil. You will destroy those who tell lies. The Lord detests murderers and deceivers. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. My enemies cannot speak a truthful word. Their deepest desire is to destroy others. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with flattery. O God, declare them guilty. Let them be caught in their own traps. Drive them away because of their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Have you ever had to clean a mess you didn't make? It's awful. It feels so unfair. As a first responder during the Troubles in Northern Ireland, my colleagues and I had to clean up many messes we didn't make. The deeds of evil people, with no regard to life and how precious it is. Carelessly, yet skillfully plotted and carried out evil deeds. They left behind all kinds of messes. But God. God, who sees everything done in secret, in his grace, does not leave us wounded on the battlefield. He carefully and gently restores us. This psalm tells us God's position. Evil people are not welcome. However, in verse 7, this psalm says, "But I, by your great love, can come into your house." We have lived in a community where the narrative is violence, indiscriminate, disruptive, terrifying violence. How do we reconcile these events with God's great love? Verse 12 says, God blesses the righteousness and surrounds them with his favour as with the shield. We are and have been protected by God.